Oh, we are back. Segment 3 of the Gunsmith Show, live this Saturday morning on 103.1 The Ticket. I'm Jacob, joined with my wife,
Brittany.
And typically it's Dad and I. Dad's under the weather. So he says, ask your wife. I said, well, I'll just tell Brittany she's coming with me.
Yeah, he didn't really ask me. He just said,
I was like, hey, what are you doing in the morning? Nothing. Good, you're going to do the show with me. Oh, okay. So,
but then he sweetened me up by telling me that we were going to talk about guns that start with B.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, well, now
him.
I have to go.
You got to bribe him.
And the McDonald's breakfast on the way
It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, what's the right way to say this? When you're fishing, you need a juicy bait on the lure. If you're...
The B guns were my juicy
the
bait.
The B guns were your juicy yeah. bait. Like, oh, I'll talk about my favorite guns. Well, okay, if I had a chance to go somewhere and talk about what I want to talk about, yeah, I would do it. I'm not going to be, like, forced to go to the opera.
Okay, but this man knows that I will do anything for him. So all he had to do was tell me to get in the car this morning, and I would have went. But he did sweeten it up by talking about B-guns.
B-guns.
Because he knows.
So first segment, if you're just joining us, the first segment we talked about guns to start with the letter B for Brittany. Last segment we talked about Dwight Eisenhower being the anniversary of D-Day and some of his guns and his speech. This segment, though, we're going to talk about some gun numbers. But also, this segment's brought to you by Reliable Enterprises.
Yes.
Jeremy
yes,
and
Jeremy.
The team there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Great team.
They did some really amazing work on our bathroom.
They did. They did. When I was in the hospital for the kidney transplant, they came through and redid our bathroom for us. If I didn't have the transplant, I probably would have done it myself.
Well, a lot of it, but
I'm I was
really
so helpful
for him and his team. They
just
really did
texted
it.
Texted him, gave him the code to the house.
Yep.
They came in, sent me pictures here and there. I'm like, oh, that looks great.
He took care of everything. Took out all the trash. He cleaned it up for us. He even primed our wall for us so
he
we
did.
Could paint when we got back. So that was incredible, amazing.
Yeah. He did a great job. So if you need some work done, now he does everything. His specialty is decks. Decks and outbuildings. Right now he's in the middle of a big addition, but and we've got him scheduled hopefully for a garage coming up this year still as well at our place. But Jeremy's number is 810-429-6957. Does a great job, totally trustworthy. Remember, he's a licensed and insured builder in the state of Michigan.
Yes.
Make sure you ask that when you're getting quotes on people. Are you a licensed and insured builder in the state of Michigan? That makes a big deal.
It does.
It makes a big difference.
And we trusted him enough to give him our code to our front door when we weren't even home.
That's right.
For a week and a half.
Even the neighbors all came over to ask, what's he doing?
Yeah, so. He's a great guy.
So now,
very trustworthy. Very great job.
This is The Gunsmith Show.
Yes.
Our website is thegss.com.
Mm-hmm.
What's our Facebook page, honey?
The Gunsmith Show.
On Facebook. So, yep.
I thought he was tricking me.
No. Our Facebook page, get on Facebook and go to The Gunsmith Show, like and comment and share on our page as well. We try to grow that audience. You know, some things we can't post, right? Because Facebook algorithm shut them down. That's just the way things are. But we try to share things throughout the week. And, you know, if you miss a show, you can always go back and listen to it in segments on thegss.com. And being now that we're on 103.1 The Ticket, the new station, the new name of the station, a new format, you can download that app and listen to it wherever you're at. If you're maybe too far up in the thumb, or if maybe you're fishing for the weekend up on the Osawal, you can tune us in there at the 103.1 The Ticket app, which is I use that all the time. So, honey.
Yes.
Gun numbers. Now, when you bought a gun...
Mm-hmm.
You went to Williams, you saw that shotgun, you said, I want that shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have you do?
Paperwork.
Paperwork. Paperwork's the biggest thing, right? Legal firearms transfers.
My left kidney?
Yeah, no. No, I need that. Don't give it up. So legal firearms transfers require paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And
as they should.
As they should. And a National Instant Criminal Background Check, the NICS check. So now the FBI handles that and they do the background check really quick and make sure you're not a felon. You don't have a misdemeanor due to assault, something like that. There's a lot of questions. And I know that those forms will be changing supposedly later this year. So you always got to read the questions. Don't go through and pre, you know, no, read the questions.
Cause if you think, you know, you don't.
Yeah. They do change those forms fairly often. So how many, and this is a huge number. I'm not even gonna ask you to guess. Cause it's too huge of a number. In May of this year. So just last month, according to the FBI, 1,780,230 background checks were processed in May. Now,
that seems like a lot.
That's a huge number.
But
now, what they do is apparently there's overlap. Somehow, that covers a whole bunch of different checks, background checks. And sometimes they do two background checks, but I've never had that happen before. So the National Shooting Sports Foundation says,
that's also, though, isn't that for everybody? Like, that's for, like, if you get a new job or.
No, that's just for gun
changers. Just for. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So the National Shooting Sports Foundation that handles the SHOT Show, they adjust the numbers to remove gun permit checks and rechecks and leaves the base number of checks down for over-the-counter sales. Again, not my department, whatever. You tell me there's a background check number from the FBI, I guess I would assume that's the number. However, adjusted, it's still 1.1 million, which is a 3.2% increase compared to May of 2025. So gun sales are up 3.2% over, you know, month to month, year to year. However, the bigger number is the NFA items. These are national firearms. So these are suppressors and SBRs that had the tax removed.
What's an SBR?
Short barrel rifle. We talked about that last week. It was the acronym show. SBRs from the ATF.
Right.
NFAs. So with the tax on suppressors and short barreled rifles taken away, the number of NFA transfers has actually doubled when compared to last year. May of this year, 146,551 together, suppressors and short-barreled rifles, it's not separated out, were processed. This is a 100.4% jump compared to May of 2025.
That's amazing.
It was only 73,000.
Only 70, yeah.
So huge. Doubling, because that $200 erroneous tax that paid for nothing, again, taxation without representation, case in point, was taken away. You still have to fill out the paperwork for it, but it's gone.
As you should.
As you should. As you should. There's still short road rifles.
We're all about the legalities, yeah.
Suppressors. I understand there's still, you know, whatever. That's still a huge number.
Yeah.
And that's just each month. It's just in the month. Legal number of suppressors in circulation in the U.S. Take a guess. How many suppressors do you think have been sold? These are all legal numbers. So I don't know what Jim Bob is doing over at his farm. But for those of us that do legal items, I'm not going to have you guess. It's too big of a number.
Are you asking me? Because I can see it on the sheet.
I don't know. The legal number of suppressors in circulation now in the United States is over 6 million.
6 million suppressors. That's amazing.
And think about it. Slowly. This is a slow process. I wonder if the hearing aid
industry
uh-huh. is going to start to fight this. Because that was a big push about allowing more suppressors was, think of that hearing health. The amount of old guys I know that are deaf because they've shot for years and just had a poor hearing protection. The suppressors, now, while it doesn't make it silent, it takes away a lot of that loud crack that really hurts your inner ear.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's going to like a...
Sometimes if you use different ammo, it sounds louder.
Well, yeah. And, you know, you think like my 30 carbine, that little gun, that's such a loud crack on that gun. It's like, my gosh, you have to... I put the little foamies in, then I put the big earmuffs over it to help. So, anyways, over 6 million suppressors. And hopefully that number continues to grow. And hopefully you look at possibly getting a suppressor this year, too. Even in our 22. Something fun, just to plink around with. Save your ears. You don't, most of the time, you don't get a second set. They do
146,552.
That's right. That's you.
Would yeah. be me.
Now, on the home front here in Michigan, 11% by the estimates of the population, you know, it's always population's changing. There's 11% of our adult population in Michigan has a CPL license. There's over 843,000 active CPL holders in this state. Number surging. In just last year, 168,000 more people received their CPLs. That's a big number.
That is a big number.
And people understand, you know, that's one of the best ways to protect yourself. You can get a whistle if you want. But the best way to protect yourself from a bad man with a gun is to be a good guy with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And
or a good woman.
Or a good woman. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, self-defense, right?
I mean, I just, knowing that's how you can protect yourself, God forbid I never have to use mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's there if the time comes that I do need to use it.
Mm-hmm. So, and it makes you feel better knowing that I'm safe.
Absolutely.
When I go places by myself or, you know, it's a peace of mind thing. It, yeah, like you said, we pray to God that we never have to use it, but that's what it's for, right?
Yeah, that's
literally what it's designed for, in my opinion.
Well, even going back 250 years.
Yeah.
You know, the whole purpose was, yes, you used your firearms to hunt and provide food for the family, but you also used it to protect yourselves against tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And really nothing has changed besides politicians
mm-hmm.
and overreaching of governments. And that's really what's changed in the past 250 years. Nothing else has changed. We still use our guns to hunt and gather food. We still use them to protect ourselves from evil and tyranny, whether it be from a crackhead on the corner or who knows what. But that's what you protect yourself from with the firearms. And
I don't think crackheads are our main focus here.
No, I'm talking about protecting yourselves.
No, from, I know, but I don't think that there are worst.
Well, no, someone coming after, you know, somebody who pulls a knife on you or something.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe somebody that does have a gun comes at you with a gun and, you know, it's like, wait a second. No, I'm not going down this way. So, anyways.
Just violent acts of
any type of crime. Home invasions, any mm-hmm. of that stuff. That's what these are for. And that's really, you know, you took your CPL class.
Mm-hmm.
Your CPL in the home is the first class you take, and it's about how to properly carry around your house. So, but we hope you have a CPL. If not, hopefully you look at getting one this year.
Yeah.
If you need help getting one, please reach out to us at the GSS.com. Find us on Facebook, that The Gunsmith Show, or send us an email at shooter@thegss.com. And we can help direct you to a CPL class in your area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you and your wife.
There's many different
ones. Or you and your spouse. Or maybe one of your kids just turned 21 and you're ready to get them into their CPL and you want to take a class together. Reach out to us. We can certainly help you get to a class and make sure you're properly armed and educated before you go out in public. So.
Yep.
You want to take us away to commercial break?
Go ahead.
She's still getting her radio legs. So we're going to come back with the fourth segment talking about used guns and clearance guns from Williams Gunsight, plus their 100-year anniversary coming up.
Guess what letter they start with?
Yeah, guess what letter they start with. Anyways, coming up next here on 103.1 The Ticket, your home for The Gunsmith Show.